Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host today, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
In the house.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm back. Zach is back.
Yeah, we sent Tim out of town. No, Tim's up at the cabin with the fam for the couple of days, and while he's out, the boys will play.
There we go. Drop some knowledge bombs.
There we go. We got a good episode for you guys today. This one's going to hit, I think, a lot of you when it comes to what it is you're bringing to the marketplace, how you can actually demand a little bit more value and revenue around the services and the products you bring to the table. But Zach and I were talking before, obviously, we sat down, and he threw this out there, and I think this is something that we really, I mean, I think this is really going to hit the point today. I think you guys are going to get a good wake-up call to how you can demand a little bit higher value to the services and the products you bring to the table.
Yeah.
So why don't you kind of lead us off into, you know, what inspired this topic and how we got here?
Yeah, well, I think quick question for you, right, because you do all these calls with gym owners who are, you know, looking for help, looking for, you know, coaching, maybe want to switch their model. Mm-hmm. And how often do you hear from a gym owner this limiting belief of my clients won't pay that?
Yeah. Oh, pretty common. I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of the marketplace setting the expectation for these gym owners.
Yeah.
Right. The type of product or the type of service, you know, coming from a large group training model where, you know, 150 to, I would say the high end, probably 250, maybe 300 with a few gyms in a larger group model. Coming from that arena to something like semi-private is a big struggle. I mean, not only for what they've done in the business for so long, how they've been able to sell something, you know, at the X price point versus trying to demand a little bit more value, but it is a pretty common occurrence. I mean, I would say it's even more relevant for gyms who have like legacy pricing in place, you know, where they've still got people on founders rates. They've still got people at, you know, discounted rates for whatever reason that we decided to make it easy to get, you know, the sale to take place. There's a lot of limiting belief around raising prices or doing a global rate change because of the fear of my clients won't, right? They're unwilling to pay something like that.
Well, I think that there's a solution to that.
Well, why don't we get into, there we go.
So that's why I wanted to ask you because it's such a common thing, right? That we hear all the time, you especially. And if you look at our industry for the last, you know, really several decades, if we were to ask a, you know, like a client, let's ask our clients, like, what, you know, why do you come here? Right? Like, what do you, you know, what do you perceive as the value? It's really around the experience. It's, you know, I come in, I work hard, perceived effort in a client's mind equals perceived value, right? Like I'm getting sweaty, I'm out of breath, I'm working hard. There's a community aspect to it.
Absolutely.
And then there's form correction, right? So it's this like very, it's just the experience more or less, right? So that's really where gyms for years and years and years have placed their value or equated their value is like, hey, how good of an experience am I providing for my clients?
I would interject and I would say more often than not, I wouldn't even put the whole experience on the value that gym owners equated to. I would say that a lot of times it's even as simple as the workout,
Well, just like an individual, you know, workout. Yeah, that's a great point. Not even the how clean is my facility, you know, like
we overlook that stuff.
Yeah, like those types of things. But then we, you know, we might like, if you were pitching to a client, you know, you might be like, yeah, we got a really flexible schedule and we're, you know, it's convenient and our facility's clean and we got new equipment and like all of these things that don't end up in the client's mind creating value. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, the concept of our industry is because we're a service-based business, we focus on really two things. And the first one is like our training philosophy, right? Like somebody comes in and we sell them some sort of like, hey, here's what we do here, you know? And then the client shows up and they experience the workout. And then we forget, you know, kind of the pitch that we sold them or the thing that makes us unique. And we focus all around just that workout experience. Well, there's this major thing that we're missing that's in the middle, which is productization. It's turning our service into something that feels more tangible. And so when we think about the client's perception of value, I like to equate it to like the iceberg meme, right? So it's like the tip of the iceberg, which is the smallest part, is what the client's seeing. And that's the experience.
Sure.
You know, it's the experience. It's the community. It's come in. I work hard. I get sweaty. What they don't see is under the surface, which is where all of the value really is. It's what the client is actually paying for, but they can't see it because in our industry, we haven't showed it to them. And what is that? It's our programming expertise. It's years of experience working with different clients. It's education, right? It's like, it's not just, you know, like in our facility, it's not just my education. It's my whole entire staff's education and expertise and working with, you know, people with different injuries and all of these things to say, hey, we're going to design this program that's going to be, you know, the most effective for somebody. And if we're not making the client aware of that on a regular basis, if we're not reminding them that, hey, this is the proof of the philosophy or the concept that we sold you, and then they experience it, then there's not as much perceived value.
Sure.
Meaning we can't charge as much.
Yep.
And then there's really nothing that is irreplaceable. Meaning that a client can't just go somewhere, you know, they can't just go somewhere else down the street and like, hey, this gym is going to deliver the same exact thing. This is a problem with large group training and like boot camp models,
yeah,
right? Which is why we're so against that is like, I can go to any like Barry's boot camp or F45 or Orange Theory and get the exact same like workout, no matter what, right? Like it's going to be, hey, I'm hot and sweaty.
Hot, sweaty,
you know,
room,
it's like a little Caesar's pizza, you know, hot and sweaty. hot and ready, whatever. Okay. Same thing.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So So that's really the key component is how do we take our training and productize it? How do we peel the curtain back or show the client under the surface every single time they come in? Here is what's going into all of this, you know, all of your program, so that then when you do experience it, it's reinforced,
yeah.
Right? It's like, hey, there's more value to this. And when we do that, we can charge our clients more. They will pay it because then they understand like, oh, I'm not just paying to get sweaty.
Sure.
There's something here that's different that I can't go get somewhere else. And then they understand that, wow, there's a lot of work and effort that's gone in behind the scenes that I'm not necessarily seeing. And how often do you, I'm just on a roll here.
I like it.
I'm ranty, but how often do you have a client come in and they tell you, you know, when they're signing up, they're like, yeah, I just don't want to think. I just want to show up and be told what to do. Well, that's great.
Sure.
Right. But to some degree that if we're not showing them
that you guys are doing the thinking?
That we're doing the thinking, then again, the value isn't there. It's just like, oh, well, anybody can like take me and give me a workout.
Well, we've talked about it, right? Like you don't want to be a commodity, right? Much like a large group training, right? Because it is perceived as the same. You know, we've talked about unique mechanisms, how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. Like guys, we've got hundreds of episodes talking about those things, but these are the things that value, right? Perception is different than perceived value is different than the value, which is different than the cost of your services. All of those you have to kind of put yourself through the lens of the client. I see two sides to this, right? The initial sale component, right? How do you anchor pricing? How do you create the ability to sell it on the front end using perceived value? But why don't we talk about it, you know, kind of take it a little bit more about the retention component, right? Because you said
Like
if we're not consistently reminding them.
Yes.
Then of course it's going to equate to just the delivery of today's experience and all of that kind of gets shelved and then I can see it fall off. Right?
It's called the law of diminishing value, right? So I didn't even know this existed. I recognized it just by analyzing our clients here and our retention here. And I was like, this is very interesting. And then I, you know, did some research and was like, I didn't come up with this. It actually has existed for a while. So the law of diminishing value says that if somebody's exposed to a value or a benefit, if not reminded of it often, then the perceived value diminishes. Okay. So when somebody comes in for a consultation, yes, in a sales environment, it helps to have a unique selling proposition, right? Things that make you unique that say, hey, yeah, this is how we program design. This is our secret sauce. This is what we do here that nobody else does. It differentiates us, okay? But even if we don't have that, which, if we're being honest, most gyms don't, or at least they don't even bring it up in their sales consultation. They're talking about fitness, nutrition, and accountability, which is like, well, that's easily replicable by the gym down the street.
85% of the websites I open up.
Exactly.
The three things they offer.
Yeah. Hit and run Hormozy came up with that. But anyway, so you even if you just sell them, you know, training, the experience, whatever, it's pretty easy to make the sale, right? Because people's pain is at its highest usually when they're coming in. So everybody's got this like pain threshold, not necessarily physical pain, but like emotional pain. Like, hey, yeah, I'm okay being 20 pounds overweight, but when I hit, you know, when the scale hit 200 pounds, I got to do something about it. That's a wake up call. Pain threshold.
Yep.
And so they come in and you say, hey, we're going to take care of you here, right? This is why the front end is so easy. And then they give you a credit card. And the moment they give you a credit card, it's like their pain diminishes. They haven't even done anything. They haven't seen any results, but they took some action. And so now their actions kind of align with their beliefs a little bit more closely. And so their pain diminishes, which means that your value diminishes a little bit. So then, they come to their first workout and they complete their first workout. And of course you kind of take it easy on them because they're brand new and you have them leave and they have this endorphin rush and they're like, man, I feel amazing. Guess what? Your value just diminished more because they're in less pain, right? And then they do 10 workouts, then they do 20 workouts, and then all of a sudden they start to become infrequent and they're not consistent and you're reaching out to them, and then they come back for a workout and then they disappear again, and then all of a sudden you're getting a cancellation request
at risk,
and it's been 90 days, right? It hasn't even been that long of a period of time, and it's because they haven't hit their goal, but they've moved far enough away from that pain point, that pain threshold, to say like, hey, I'm comfortable now, right? And what you're doing isn't valuable enough.
And now they're negotiating, is the position I'm in, is the solution I'm seeking versus the pain that I'm in still worth the value of what I'm paying every month?
Right. And so it's constantly reminding the client of the value that they're getting is immensely important, right? And so this wasn't something that we really understood until we created Semi-Private Pro. That wasn't even our purpose of creating it. It was like, hey, let's make the training experience better. And then once we created it and we were using it on the floor for the experience, we're like, oh, we have something here that is every single time the client comes in, reminding them of our unique selling proposition. So then instead of going like concept and experience, we now had concept and then the missing link, productization, and then the experience.
There you go.
Right. And so every time the client was coming in, now every time they come in, they're reminded of like, hey, here's the value, right? And so what we did is like, after we created this and we were using it, we came to this realization, we're like, well, how do we make that even stronger?
Yeah.
How do we make the productization piece even stronger to really peel back the curtain and show the client and remind the client, here's what we're doing in the background. Here's what your journey looks like. It's not just about the effort and the experience. I'm not going to say that the experience is any less important, but it's in and of itself, it's not enough to charge your clients a premium and to keep them long term.
Yeah. I would say they both play hand in hand, right? Like you could get by for so long with great delivery and with great experience. You can get by with the methodology, the background stuff for a little while, but if you don't have that synergistic relationship between the two, and again, the education component and reminding the clients that this is taking place, to your point, right, that all goes away and they're left just with kind of what they're feeling, seeing, experiencing on a day-to-day session-by-session account. And I'll throw one thing in there that you guys have done really well on top of even Semi-Private Pro is the Lift program, right?
Yeah.
And putting that in front of clients.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, a key part of this evolution is it has all become congruent, right? So Lyft, you know, I don't want to share that too much, but it's basically like our macro cycle. But it's designed in a specific way. And it's very, I mean, it's our unique system that's built into Semi-Private Pro. And what we've done is we've taken our macro cycle and we've built in a whole, we built a whole entire client journey around that. So every session, every week, every time we transition phases of training, there's emails that are tied to those. There's text messages that are tied to those. Our check-ins are tied to those. There's all of these things that now are built around the workout that what's really cool about this is it's congruent, meaning like our whole entire system now all operates like off of a calendar, right? In a very organized way. There's nothing that we need to remember. But then it's our USP reinforced. So our client is being reminded of it constantly.
Yeah.
And so they understand the value behind everything that we're doing. And we just bring it to the surface, essentially.
Yeah.
You know?
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And just to talk about a couple of ways that that's been done, right? Obviously, we've got the board out now where clients can physically see, visually see what's happening behind the scenes in something that, again, it's on right next to the training floor. It's constant reinforcement as they walk by. They know that's happening. You know, email education goes out, speaks to that. And so it is a little bit of that constant reminder. You know, there you do have to have, and again, systemize it, guys, right? It doesn't have to be something that you're constantly thinking about, but make it part of your customer journey, your client journey, that when you realize that this is taking place in your facility, what can you do to overcome that diminishing value or diminishing perceived value, right? And sometimes it's nothing more than consistent communication, consistent education to bring the things that the clients aren't seeing taking place, to bring that top of mind so that they know. I mean, it's like grabbing... You know, they're walking away. They're now understanding that there's so much more. The tip of the iceberg is a perfect analogy, right? Because if they walked in and just did that one session and walked out, okay, cool. We're checking, you know, a number of the boxes. But what they don't see is where so much of that value truly lies.
Yeah.
And one of the things in both market, I guess marketing is probably where we've seen it really take place, but it happens in the gym, you know, with the retention in the decision to stay with a gym, is that if we're not bringing that stuff to the marketplace, if we're not telling our clients that that's taking place, there is no perceived value. They have no perception of it whatsoever, and therefore it carries no value.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the missing link here is if you're not speaking to it, you get zero value around it. And so systemizing it, right? I mean, since that stuff's come top of mind and you guys have implemented that, like what is the, not, I don't want to say cadence, like it's that regular.
Yeah.
But, you know, how have you guys worked in the communication component so that it's consistently, you know,
well, part of the conversation? One of the key things, right? So, I mean, we've got the automation, right? Yeah. That just operating in the background that basically keeps our gym completely organized and everybody's on the same page. And we're bringing it to our clients' attention. But we built it into the actual training session.
Okay.
And so if you're doing check-ins with your clients, right? Like, oh, every, you know, month I'm going to sit down with my clients and we're going to do check-in. Like, that's great. But like, how many of your clients want to do check-ins, right? And then when they do, like how thorough are you? And, you know, what are you showing the client and all those things? Like, if we're just being honest, that's a time suck. It's brutal. It's, you know, from an adherence standpoint, it's hard to get your, you know, clients to come in and schedule those. And it's just not like an efficient way of going about it. And the workouts will always be the main thing. That the clients are coming in, they're working out, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week. They're here for an hour at a time. So it's like, how do we take the productization and the education and build it into that? Right. And so I'll give you an example of this that's simple. With semi-private pro, we have this like the movement matrix, which is like a progression sequence. So a client, you know, we can assess a client's squat, let's say a movement pattern, their squat, we'll use that as an example. And, you know, we score their squat and let's say like, hey, this is, you know, this client's, you know, a little bit weaker and they're doing like a sit to stand, right? A box squat. And then we progress them to a goblet squat, right? And then we progress them to a double goblet squat and then a barbell front squat and then a back squat. Well, if we just progress them, that's great, but we need to explain to the client what has changed that now they're moving up.
There you go.
And so we gamified the app where like if a coach goes in and they change a client's score, now that score, you know, basically has an exercise tied to it. So instead of sit to stand, it's a goblet squat. Mm-hmm. Well, on the client's tablet, it pops up and it says like new achievement, you know, new movement achievement unlocked. Well, if we just on the training floor, we're like, just ignored that and didn't talk about that, it would have no meaning.
There you go.
So it's cool because it's gamified, but at the same time, like what that is designed to do is bring awareness to create, it creates an opportunity for our coach to then explain to the client what just happened.
I'm glad you said that.
So it's not like the tool in and of itself is not enough, but what we realized is, hey, if we have this pop-up that comes up and the client sees it, and then it reminds the coach like, hey, I just went in and changed your score, and now we're going to try something that's a little bit more challenging. Then the coach can talk about like, hey, when you started, you were here. Then we progressed you to here. Now you've progressed to here because we've seen an increase in range of motion, or your hips aren't shifting, or you're not rounding your shoulders, or whatever it is. And then we can say, awesome, here's what we need to see in order for you to get to the next level. So we're going to master this and then we'll progress you, right? So it's just bringing, again, law of diminishing value, if not reminded of, it's bringing awareness and attention that there's a greater plan in the background. It's not just about you coming in and working out. It's not just about the coach correcting your form. There's something that's built in that's happening here. So it really comes down to the tools there, but we also have to train our staff to like, don't just brush over that. Explain it to the client. Remind them.
Yeah, and I think that was visible when we were in the office a couple months back, right? And one of the clients came in, longtime client, and she was like, you know, I think we just did this workout a couple weeks ago or a week ago. And you're like, well, yeah, but that's intentional. You know what I mean? And to like all of us to kind of just like raise that level of awareness, like what are our clients perceiving as value, right? Yeah. And so the value that she was equating to, or what she was equating value to, was randomness, was variation in the workouts, was when the intention behind the program was not that, right? And but until we educated and brought that to the client's, you know, frame, there was no benefit to us having that, right? There was no perceived value or value associated with that, because the clients were thinking that just the randomization of the workout and was actually equated to value. And so it's interesting there, because you know the perceived value in alignment with the benefit that we're trying to accomplish was going to be completely missed on the client if we weren't the ones bringing it to the attention and speaking to it. So
clients don't know.
Well, and that's exactly
they
it,
just
right?
don't know what they don't know, you know, and that's why they're paying us. That's what they're coming to us for. But we're up against, you know, gimmicks, misinformation. We're up against the shiny ball that, you know, like, oh, this is the new, you know, fastest way to get in shape, you know, 6 minute abs, two minute abs.
Step into my office.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where we are constantly competing with the outside to keep our clients organized or focused on coming in, being consistent. But we have to make sure they understand that they're paying for more than just
today's workout.
Getting sweaty.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps you guys. That was a really good one into not just being able to have a great program, but how to bring the value of the program that you actually have. And program, I mean more than just the programming, you know, of the workout itself, but the program that you've intentionally designed, the journey, the customer journey, the client journey, down the path, bringing that to light so that you aren't having to watch clients come and go because you have a commodity, because they're associating the value of the workout versus the gym down the street. When you can peel back and show them behind the curtains and the real value and the work that goes into delivering a phenomenal experience for them, I think that's going to, you know, help with attrition and keep your clients a long time, obviously, as we've seen. So
yeah,
that was a good one for today, guys. If you have any questions, obviously bring it to our attention. We'd love to speak to it on a future episode, but for today, that's all we got. So keep changing lives. See you in the next episode.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.